adopted, and we'll move to our next time certain, item 860.
Dean, we're a little ahead of time.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're ahead of time.
Shall we do the consent items?
Yes, let's do the consent items.
Said 86, I think you said 865.
865.
871.
Would you like to read 865?
Mm-hmm. Authorize a contract with SAP Public Services, Inc. in the amount of $3,484,100 to provide ongoing licenses and maintenance services for the city's enterprise business system.
Good morning, Celia.
Good morning.
Satish,
my name is Celia Heron. I'm with the Office of Management and Finance. Satish Nath was here. We thought it was going to be heard later, but I can speak to the issue. This is a fairly standard contract for ongoing maintenance and licensing of the city's SAP Enterprise Business System. The current contract is expiring. It was a five-year contract. We had a five-year extension, so now it's time to enter into a new contract. City code allows us to enter into a sole source and non-competitive due to the nature of the it's a single source. There's only one vendor who can provide this information, this support, and it's an information technology licensing. So if you have questions about that.
And SAP is the name of the company, right?
SAP Public Services is the name of the company, yes.
And just in layman terms, what does this project, what does the service that they provide?
Well, among other things, it is the ongoing licensing and then any upgrades to SAP.
But to do what? What does SAP
do? Oh, what does SAP do? It provides the city with its payroll and personnel system, finance, budget, accounts receivable, basically all the infrastructure systems that the city needs in order to run as an organization.
Thank you. And presumably it was pulled because of the size of the contract rather than any particular concern.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Is this just for annual renewal of license or multi-year?
Well, it's a five-year contract,
so it's
ongoing. Yeah. And again, we don't have to belabor the point, but there were some questions raised by your chief staff about SAP generally going forward, and it is moving toward a cloud-based system rather than an on-premises system, which means the burden of maintaining the equipment, et cetera, falls away. And so the contract allows us to transition through with SAP to that cloud-based system. So that it completely anticipates that as the technology changes, the business model changes, our contract will support that. Questions?
Thank you very much. Is there anybody that wishes to testify on this item? Seeing none, it's an emergency item. So, Carla, please call the roll.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Thank you. Aye.